Good morning. It is August 1st, 2016. The time is 08:38 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside on this Monday morning. Very humid Monday morning. It's already about 70 degrees. I don't think it's going to get much higher than maybe the mid-80s, but the humidity, you can already feel it. And we got thunder showers in for the day for today. I'm out here on the edge of the property, and this is a cornfield report. A corn report. And as I look off to the left there over the golf course, they already have golf carts scurrying about with the golfers hitting that little white ball. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 golf carts out. Wow. But the corn is very tall as of today. I'm looking over the cornfield here at the end of the grass of my property, because I actually own another 2 acres behind my house that goes into the cornfield that my neighbor, I don't think he does any farming anymore. I think it's a farm on the other side of the village there that is going to harvest this corn. I didn't see the special markers there for Cornell Cooperative that usually plant some corn on the western part of the 15 to 18 acres that's out back here, bordering the golf course and my property and the one side road here that borders my property. But the corn is, I'm looking over the cornfield, it is, the tassels are up and it's 6 feet, over 6 feet at this time. And I'm even seeing some stalks of corn in the stalks of corn. I'm seeing the ears of corn, I should say, ears of corn. The stalks are the plant, the ears are the actual corn. So the field is moving right along here, and I figure I'd do an audio here this first day of August 2016 after completing a audio month, a self-challenge audio month. I should make that clear, because somebody was made a comment there that sort of trying to tie it into some other audio stuff challenge there that that used to be in November, I guess, but which was actually the last audio challenge I think I took part in on that particular event, I guess you could say, until they moved it. But I do a self-challenge at least once or twice during the course of the year, and it was fun. And I wasn't planning on doing audio, but I came out here looking at the corn, and I'm like, wow, it's really sprouted up here over the last week and a half and whatnot. It's like I said, it's well over 6 foot. As you can see from the picture there, it's 6 foot five. I'm 6 foot five, and there's you go further out in the middle of the field, and the stalks of corn there, they're probably hitting probably 6'8", 6'9", and on the edge of the cornfield, they're still, yeah, it's just about waist high and stuff. So I don't know why that is. As far as the corn gets planted all the same and stuff, but it's pretty interesting to see how the little rows develop, and you got little crevices in there where maybe the corn wasn't planted correctly, or else the bird or the migrating geese that come through here. This is a major stop for the geese that come down from Canada going south and then on their return trip going back up to Canada. And but man, I am sweating right now. It's very humid. So that means we got thunder showers, and we got really a lot of overcast overhead there. And I was listening to our friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold. I guess he's got some challenges here trying to find a new place to reside. And I just want to let you know, Bernie, I like the pictures that you're adding to your audio there on the free range. And I like that free range kids. That's pretty neat. That I could say when I was growing up, I was a free range kid. I'm still a free range individual. I like wandering around. I like being able to. I think that's why I like where I live. Where I do live, I if I want to, I can go up in those back hills and wander, and my neighbor's not going to have any issues with that, and as well as the golf course that Max and I used to walk regularly, but Max is getting up there in age, so we don't go out on walks that often now. You know, he's had some, a couple of operations on his back legs and stuff like that. So, but he's still doing fine. We still walk around the house and all that, but as far as walks on the golf course, those are far and few of late. And I'm looking at the walnut tree, and the walnuts are starting to come out now. They're about the size of, probably about the size, just a little bit in between a tennis ball and larger than a ping pong ball. So, and plus some of the leaves are changing. So, summer is moving right along, and you're starting to see, I am starting to see a few early signs of autumn coming in as the next season. And it'll probably be another, I would say at least 2 months before this corn is harvest. So I haven't really been doing weekly or whatever. I can't even remember. I think it's been over 2 or 3 weeks since I did a corn report. But at that time, actually the last corn report I remember was on the 4th of July, when the old saying, the corn has to be knee-high by the 4th of July. Well, in just less than a month, it's more than double its height in that time frame. And that's what the weather here in upstate New York will do in the southern tier of New York, you know, despite the fact that we really haven't had that much rain. But we are getting the rain. I've been hearing there's some major flooding down in Maryland. So our thoughts are with the people down there, that some really hellacious raining. I think Pelican City had some major damage down there, a few deaths, and a lot of people rescued. So and that always happens. I see film clips on the TV of video clips of that type of event going on, and it just brings me flashbacks of our flood that we had back here in 2011. That was really bad. That where I'm standing right now, water was probably about a foot deep, encroaching up onto my the back grass lawn here as I make my way back to the back porch. And we'll see what happens. I'm off today, so we'll see what happens. I was thinking about doing some periscopes. I haven't been doing those. I'll probably be doing the audio thing here at least once a week or so. I'm not going to be doing I did my self challenge, so I'm satisfied with that. And it is a self-challenge. It has no association whatsoever with anything else. So whoever's listening, you know, with all due respect, don't tie it in with something else. I'm sort of, I think those challenges are a thing of the past, given the community, like I said. And that's just how my outlook as far as with this platform formerly known as Audio Boo, that the community is not here like it once was to sustain that. Challenges have moved to other platforms, which is good, you know, whatever floats your boat and stuff like that. But I will, like I said yesterday, continue to be using this program and probably give another corn report here another week or so. I like doing these. I know our friend, as I look off to the east there, to Ireland, our friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold enjoys them, and I'm waving to you right now, Bernie. You and family wish you the best, and as well as everybody else in the UK and as well as in Ireland and whatnot. And then as I look at the cornfield before I close this, I'm looking actually in the direction, again, if I was a bird and flying a straight arrow, I'd be heading straight for Lancaster, Pennsylvania. As I look over the cornfield here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York. You all have a good one. You live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.